Alaykum sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, talking about Be'er Miriam, and we saw how the world is Kayim Schus Torah Ve'Avoda, and Yocheved, who gave Kiyum to the children, who was the Mialedes, she was Zochet to Kohun and Leviyah. She was Zochet to Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and Torah, Kohanim teach Torah, Shevet Levi teaches Torah. So, Mimela, since she gives Kiyum to the Olam, she's Zochet to Mida Keneged Mida, to have children who give Kiyum to the Olam, who give existence to the world. So that's, in a nutshell, Vishem in a nutshell, spoke about more, but that's where we're continuing from. So based on this, we can explain the Mishnah. Gimel Devarim, again, is based on the Torah of Moi V'Ravi, Agon HaGadol, Rabbi David Zitzal. Gimel Devarim, Olam Moi V'Torah Bo Gvilus Chasadim. These are three things that are needed for the existence of the world. The Kiyum Olam is totally in Ruchnias, not in the Gashmias, and therefore that's Torah. Number two, there needs to be a connection between us and Hashem. That's Karbanis, Miskarev L'Hashem. And three, we have to be connected to each other. Gemilus Chasadim, Olam Chesed Yibane. That's what we said earlier, in the previous year, the name of the Kli Yakar. That the Man, the Ananiya covered in the Mayim, are Neged Torah Avod and Gemilus Chasadim. The Man was a Machal Ruchani, like we see in Tehillim, the Gan Shemayim Nasan Lamo, Ein Ches Chof Dalet, Lechem Abir Mochal Ish, Lechem Shemalach HaYashari Soch Lamo, so this is a Machal Ruchni. The Marsha explains, that's why it says in the Midrash, Tanchum Lot Nitorah La'och Le'aman, Torah is the Ruchnius. And that's why Moshe, through whom the Torah was given, the man was also given through him. It's an Inyan Ruchni, Ananei HaKavod, together with the Shechina, that's the union of Avoda, Schus Aaron, the Man is B'schus Moshe, Torah, the Ananei HaKavod, B'schus Aaron, who is Karbanis, and the Mayim, and that's, that connects the Ananei HaKavod, which is our connection with Hashem. And then Mayim, which is our Gashmi, is through Miriam. That's Kiyum Olam Shalaydei Gemilus Chasadim. That's a correct fulfillment of Inyanei Olam Hazeh. Proper relationships between each other. Water is fulfilling basic physical need. In the Perish Del Chaim, the Maral, an Avos, he writes in the Mishnah a number of things, but among others, he writes that the Olam is Kayim al Gimel Yesod is Eish Ruach U'mayim. Torah is Yesod HaRuach, Avodah is Yesod HaEish. Torah is Yesod HaRuach. So that's the Ruach in which the world stands. Avodah is Yesod HaEish. Avodah is called Karbani Lachmi Yishai, fire. Gemilus Chasadim is the Yisod HaMayim. Brings from the Kuala Shlach Lachmu Chal Pnei HaMayim. Ki Bro B'Yamim Timsenu. Send your bread on the water. So that stems nicely with what we're saying. Torah Avodah Gemilus Chasadim. Mayim Eish Torah. Ruach is Melamal Lamata, which is like Torah, which is Mishamayim La'aretz. Eish is Eish goes up Melamata. That's our avoda to connect to Hashem from down here. So the Ruach is from above. The Eish of Karbanos is from here below to go up above. And Mayim is Ba'aretz, which is the Gedr of Gemilus Chasadim. And because of this, right, we have a lot of water in the earth. Because of this, Al Yidei Moshe, it's Torah, so to man, Aaron is Avoida, so to Ananiah covered. Meryl is Gimel's Chasadim, so to Mayim. So we understand the Schus of Miriam. Said Miriam, Chazal said, was Ochot Malchus. Love is descended from Miriam. And that's why I think Gimel's Chasadim, because like we said it in the previous year, Melech b'mishpat yamid oretz. A king establishes the earth with mishpat, with judgment. Ish Yisrael chayim below, if not for the fear of Malchus, people would swallow each other up alive. So Miriam, which is the water, which is Gimel's Chasadim, which is the proper kiyum of the world, gets Malchus, which allows for the proper kiyum of the world. Yocheved, she was Poelas, she activated the existence of the world itself. That's Torah Navoda, the world can even exist. And Gimel's Chasadim is there should be a kiyum medini, there should be a proper social structure. We have Yocheved, Torah, and Avoda, and Miriam Malchus. Yocheved, Shevet Levi, Miriam David HaMelech. Oh, there's another Indian here. Rambam Malachim 2:6 writes about the king. V'lo'ena gasu slave b'yisrael yosel midai. Sh'namar l'bilti rum l'vavu mi'achiv. V'yachoynei emarachim l'ktanem l'gdolim. V'yetze v'yavu v'chavtzeim v'tovosim. Yachus al kavod katan shevktanim. Lo misnaik banav yisera. Ein lanu godol mi Moshe Rabbeinu v'omer v'nachum u'mal lo aleinu t'lein yisera. V'yizbol tircha u'masam t'lunasa v'kitzvum kashu yisera u'man asa yoynek. Roya kora akasa. We discussed this Rambam at length in our Lachos Malachim Shir, Siyat Dishmaya. Lirois bi'ako v'am adakshu m'forish b'kabal k'roja yir v'zoray kavit stlam v'chegu yisera. That he shouldn't have gasas ruach. The king shouldn't be arrogant. The ability room levavo me'achiv. He should have mercy on the ketanim and the gedolim. He should take care of their needs. He should have mercy on the honor of even the smallest person. He should have a navi yisera. Nobody greater than Moshe. He said, "V'nachnu ma? Who are we?" He should be sova their tircha, their masa, their masa, their tzluna, their ketzef. Like a mother bears her child, Pasuk calls him a roe, leros biyakov amo. And the roe is kiroa edger yer b'zroi kavit slim. In his arms he gathers in the sheep. So he really b'cheko yisa in his bosom he carries them. That's the job of the roe to take care of his flock. That's the job of the king. So you see that the king is like a shepherd. Shem Tzadik Yivchan, Medr says, how does he bochen the Tzadik? B'miratzon, he wants to see how what type of shepherd he is. He found that David is a good shepherd, v'yikreo mimuchlos tzon. Imonei agedolim and aktanim, v'yimotzi aktanim leros, k'dei shiyir v'yisav rach. Racham motzi is kenim shiyir v'yisav abenonis, v'akach motzi abachurim, shalem v'yisav akoshe. So he knew each animal when to take them out. To graze, so that they would eat the grass that's proper for them, Satu Moshe Rabbeinu, famous Medrash. He was grazing with his sheep, and one of his sheep ran away. Moshe ran after him. He'd gone to a well. He said, "I didn't know you were tired. I didn't know you were thirsty." So he put him on his shoulders, and he carried him. And Hashem says, if you know how to have mercy on my sheep, and then your sheep, you're going to have mercy on my children also. So you see that this special connection between being a shepherd, being a king. Moshe was a king, but Yehoshua Melech is Moshe. David HaMelech was obviously a king. Miriam, I said, Paul and Oladim, Batavo, Mesiris, like we saw. She would poo-poo to the children. And that's where we get the expression poo-poo. Pua. Chazal say she would appease the children, make the babies feel good. And that means she's Ruila Malchus, because she really knows how to take care of those in need. And that's the Midah of Malchus. And therefore, that merit David HaMelech came from her. says in the Medrash that she stood from afar. She's called poor because she would cry. She cried for Moshe. But it's not Dafka Moshe. But it's Hatzeva Chasom Yerachok Adas Mayaselo. And she cried to see what was going to happen with him. We see in Sota, that's 9b, the Jews waited for her in the Midbar when she had Saras because she waited for her brother. Makesha. Mida keneged mida. She waited for her brother. The Jews waited for her. It says in Megillah and Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph that Miriam had a nevuah. See the imi shetele ben Yoshias Yisrael. Once they threw him in the Yaor, she said that I'm going to have a brother who my mother's going to give birth to somebody who's going to save the Jewish people. They threw Moshe in the Yaor. Her father hit her in the head. He said, "Where's your nevuah?" So she stood from afar to see what's going to be with her nevuah. So it's not pshat necessarily that she wanted to see if she was correct in her nevuah. She wanted to see the tachlis. She wanted to see it happen. She wanted to see Gulas Yisrael. She loved the Jewish people so much. So since she loved the Jewish people so much and she wanted to see Gulas Yisrael, and that merit when they waited for her. She waited for her brothers to see him come out as the Goel. So too the Jewish people had to wait for her. She had such mesilus. She loved the Jewish people. Famous Gemara that she told Amram, "Your gzera was worse than Paro." Paro said, "No, Scharim, you're making Gzera and the Nekevus when you separate from your wife." And it comes out, according to the Cheshbon of the Medrash, that Miriam was 4 years old when this happened. Because Miriam was 5 years older than Moshe. Moshe was born a year later. She was four. So you see, she's already so wise when she's 4 years old. She had this wisdom, and she had this rizus, like Chazal tell us, she was zariz. And she was poet, she was also zariza. So already when she was young, she already had this tchuna. She was already concerned about the Jewish people and at such a young age. It's a medrash that she had chutzpah. To Paro, she said to Paro, "God's going to punish you." Siris nefesh, also caring about the Jewish people. So Mela, she was zochet to malchus. And so now it would appear that the reason the Medrash says B'schus Miriam, they got the Be'er because Miriam sang at the Be'er. Miriam sang at Shiras Hayam. Since she should Shir Alamayim, the shoes got the Be'er in her, the well in her merit. We also saw that they got the well because of her Mid of Milos Chasadim. As we saw in the previous shir, and it's because of Gemilas Chasadim. But it's really all one. The shira alamayim, and the reason we saw in the previous shir also from the Yun Yosef and from the Yaakov, from the, because of Gemilas Chasadim, it's all the same. Why? Because the Maharsha asked, we see in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the man, the Anani HaKavod, and the bearer of Zechus Avraham, we saw that Kash in the previous year. And it's not like we see in Tainus, it is with Zechus Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So we can say that the discussion of the Gemara in Tainus is not mitzad mazachu. Mitzad mazachu b'schus Avraham, like the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Yeshu is al yidei mizachu. Not what and what was their zchus, but through whom. And we see in the Lashon of Medrash Rabbah, beginning of Bamidbar, v'lamati lam gimel pedagogim Moshe v'Aaron Miriam, shebzchus Moshe ayisa machlem saman, v'anas kahuna de pedagog haynu oman, k'sheyisa oman samayonik, v'onyan aroeh, v'haga malchus, Rambam legabe kriyas ha'akel, ha'akel sheyeretz mekilat ha'mitzdam b'yigvur Hashem v'shamel shleichu l'shmiya divrei ha'akel. So the Medrash says, I had three pedagogues, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Zchus Moshe, you ate the man. The man is Kuna says, pedagogue is an oman. An oman's like Kasher Yisan, an oman is a yonek. Like a wet nurse carries her baby. And that's the union of being a roer, like a shepherd taking care of the sheep. And that's Hanhaga, that's Malchus. We've seen the Rambam in Chagiga 3:6, the Gabi Kriyas Hakel, that cackles, he should see himself as if now he's being commanded, Ipi Agvura. He's hearing it in Pia Gvura, because the Shli Melech is a Shliach Lashmiya Divrei Akel. So we see that Nesinas HaTorah Sheish Bahakom in Pia Kodesh Baruch Hu is through the Melech. The Melech is the pipeline through which to be Makabel what Hashem says, that Hashem's Mashpia Torah to the Jewish people. So same thing with respect to the Man and the Ananiya Kavod and the Be'er. The discussion of the Gemara in Tainis is not Mishum Mazachu, Elayde Mizachu. Through whom? Not because of what? Because of what? Because of the different things Avraham Avinu did. Like we saw in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. But who's going to be the pipeline? Those are the Gimel Pedagogim, these three leaders. Or Ashlichei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe had an Indian, special Indian with the man. So he's going to be the pipeline of the man. Nesina Satar, he gave the Torah from Shemayim. He gives the man Mina Shemayim. Aaron and Ananiya Kavod. Aaron's Avoda, the Shechina, Kirva L'Shechina. So he's the pipeline through which we get the Anani HaKavod. Miriam has an Inyan of Mayim, of Gmilus Chesed. So the Hashpas Mayim was Al Yada. And we see that in the Gemara that we quoted in the previous shir, they dash from the Pasav, Achil Eshel Saron B'Yerech Echad. All three shepherds died in 1 month. Of course, they didn't die in 1 month. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam died in 3 different months. The answer is that they that in 1 month they lost all three gifts that were given through them. In other words, not machamasa. It was given through them. They were the shepherds. They were the manhigim. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says the man was through Moshe. There's no parnasa because of a yachid, and the Gemara says no shiny Moshe, since he's for the rabbim. He's like the din of a rabbim. In other words, it's not b'shvil Moshe; it's b'shvil Yisrael al yidei Moshe. Because of this, hanidon b'Moshe hanidon shel rabbim. Lo habe parnasa b'shvil yachid. The nidon of Moshe is a nidon of the many. And it's not because of the yachid. He has a din of rabbim. And now we can also answer that. Now we can also answer the Maharsha's kasha, that it says that the Jews were zocha to the Be'er because of Miriam, and the Anane covered because of Aaron. And then when Miriam and Aaron died, we lost them, and then they both came back because of Moshe. So the Maharsha asks, I don't understand. If they came back because of Moshe, they shouldn't have left in the first place. Why were they batel in the first place? They came back because of Moshe, they shouldn't have been batel. So based on what we said, if the issue was b'schus mizachu, and it was enough to have the schus of Moshe, so the Marsha has a good kasha. My time of batel, b'misis Miriam, v'kati Moshe kayim. Why was the bear batel b'misis Miriam if Moshe is still around? Based on what we said, no. They were zochem mishum Avraham. Ela shele maise zachu l'zayidei Miriam. She'aydei she'haysa b'chlal gimel haroyim. She was the pipeline. So, in what schus did they get it? In the schus of the Maisim of Avraham Avinu. But who is the pipeline? Miriam. And she was the special roa. She was the special shepherd who was going to be the pipeline for the bear. She had the special inyan of the bear. And Mamela, when she died, the bear is batel. Because the schi is through her. But still, this, since Moshe Rabbeinu is still around, so now the Ashba comes back. Because he's the roa Yisrael. But it has to stop in the meantime. Because it only came because through Miriam. Miriam was the pipeline. Miriam dies, we lose the bear. Then Amaisa comes back because self. Moshe Rabbeinu is still the Roi Yisrael. So they still have that midah of Miriam of Milus Chesed, of helping people. So therefore it stopped because Miriam of the pipeline was gone, and then it came back because Moshe is still the Roi. לפי זה אפשר לומר שנידון המדרש בזכות מרים לבאר על ידי שירה אינו טעם על מה שהייתה מיוחדת לעניין זה של מים. The issue of the Medrash, the discussion of the Medrash, that בזכות מרים we זוכר to the באר, what? Because of the שירה. It's not a reason. That Miriam was uniquely suited for water. No. The reason Miriam was uniquely suited for water because of the Gemilus Chesed, because of her concern for the Jewish people. And that's expressed by water, which is our kiyum, our existence. Rather, the discussion of the Medrash is, B'meh ha'isa Miriam b'chlal roe Yisrael. Shenem rasha yada zachu b'mayim. Bishlem ha'moshe na'aren. Pashat there with Jewish leaders. But Miriam, we need a makor, and that the Medrash brings Shiris Miriam ala be'er. Rabbi Zalide Bitui Hanagata Bisrael. This shows she was a leader. She led them in song. So that's how she became one of the Royim. So in the water, the Shaykhus, the water to Miriam is because she's going to be Melis Chesed. But you only get it if she's a Roa, if she's a shepherd. And you see she's a shepherd by the fact that she led the Jewish people in song. Shira Lamayim. Therefore, she is a din Roa. And after she dies, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Roa. And therefore, they can get the water through him. This we can maybe explain the Gemara in Megillah, the Fyadalid, Vatikach Mir and Aviyach Isaron. Where it says, Ochas Aaron v'Ochas Moshe, it's only Aaron's sister, not Moshe's sister. And the answer is, she was Misnabim and she was Ochas Aaron. She said, my mother's going to give birth to a son who's going to save the Jewish people. So in Pashas is coming to tell us from when she was in Aviyah. Avdechor, am I, you know, the Shira Zubu, Meshin et Nabad of Wazu, Dati Daimi. This is talking about the Shira, she was Hayam. What does this have to do with my mother's going to... Can he give birth to a child who's going to redeem the Jewish people? What does it have to do with this context of the Shira? So based on what we explain, it would appear that the Chiddush is Mechi Teisik, that Miriam should have this Hanhaga when she said Shira. Roa says Shira. Roa leads the people in Shira. Where does she become a Roa? The answer is, it's because she said, my mother is going to give birth to a child who's going to save the Jewish people. She was only 4 years old. She already had those qualities. Being concerned with the Jewish people. He had Mesirus. Kambimalal of Yisnaka and Nar, like the Medrash says, even when you're young, you can already see her greatness. So therefore, she was on the Madrega, she could be Misnabe Agulas Yisrael. The Nevuah and Gulus Yisrael is going to be through her, so that shows that she's a Roah, she's that leader. So that's Machshir L'Malchus, that's what makes you a Melech, if you're a Roah. So this is all a hakdama to the Sefer Ber Miriam, Hamam Hochas Malachim, Sabar Hashem. We've already had dozens of shiurim in the Ramam Hochas Malachim. This is where it all began. And this Sefer was written, these three Sefarim were written in honor of the mother of Moreno Rabbeinu, Mars Miriam Basra of Hillel Vitkin. It was a great Tzaddik, Mashgiach. And even though we don't have Malchus anymore, but we have Bimkom Malchus. We can learn the Halachas. And called Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima. And that was Maras Miriam Man. She was a Pnimistika person, Snua Tsanua person. And well, that's the cover of the Bas Melech. So it's Shaykh. Talk about Malchus, and she was Moser Nefesh her whole life to raise children. The family, the Mann family, is an incredible family of Gaonim and Tzaddikim, especially Rav David, this Gavoa Gavoa, head and shoulders above just about anybody else alive. When he was alive, now he's not alive anymore. Certainly anyone who's alive today. Just beyond, you know, they call it off the charts, literally off the charts. No real competitors for his madrega of greatness. There are other children as well. Talmidei Chachamim Gedolim, Rashi Yeshiva. So obviously, they didn't come out of a vacuum. So the Sefer Be'er Miriam, these three volumes, the three incredible volumes of Ochos Malachim, Halili Nishmasa, and we have a beautiful understanding of the meaning of Malchus and Miriam, being the progenitor of David HaMelech, the tchun of Malchus, of being a roah, of being a shepherd, of being a leader. So, siyata d'shmaya, we learned this akdama, and we still would like to give many, many, many more shiurim in Ochos Malachim. So please stay tuned, and we will continue. There's a beautiful Ilon Bachus. He writes a poem in her honor, with a Rashi Tevis. Migdalois Haisal Kulanu Tamem, Chemdas Libenu Atar Lavashenu, the Rashi's Ribsa Vitipra Isanu, she raised us. Torah Mitzvah Shri Shavanu. She had Torah Mitzvah take root in us. Yad Vishem, a hand and a name, Pechle Atara, Godos Chusam Yuchal Sharo. She's a great schus who can assess it. And the mem is Masra Nafsha L'Chinuch Yiladeh. The yad is yad. The yud is yad. And then Masra Nafsha L'Chinuch Yiladeh L'Zek Disha Kol Yemei Chayeh. She's Masra Nefesh for the chinuch of her children. That's where she devoted all of her days. And her daughter is married to Rav Shimshon Pinkus, the great Gaon and Tzaddik. What an incredible, incredible family. Her husband is the great Mordechai Leibman, also a big Gaon, Tzaddik. And then he writes a poem for Nishmasa Eden. Nishmasa Ira Be'or Tzach, Shema Nero Yisea Ha'Yisazach, Midas Tzniyas Yisea Rabo Ha'Yisa, Tamid Mizeh Adat Elo Yisicha, Yikacha Es Tzatzea Achincha, Oime Kochmasa Miyasaper, Da'at Abinatsma Abinasa Atzma Midaber. Tehei Nishmasa Tzura B'Tzura Chayim. Incredible. So thank you for listening, and it's a shame we have many more to come. Shalom, shalom.